We begin this practice with the recognition that God is with us as we are, that God loves us for who we are, that God is not as hard on us as we are on ourselves, always compassionate, always gentle, in the recognition of God's love, we fall into that embrace. And in the safety of this, we move into the second step of this practice, which is opening our hearts in gratitude. Receiving the gifts that we failed to notice today. Receiving the gifts that we failed to acknowledge. Receiving the gift of the sacred pause in our busy lives. The safe community of fellow pilgrims journeying together to the heart of love. We receive the gift of a warm bed, of a hot meal. We receive the gifts of solitude, silence, and stillness. And this evening we receive the gift of ourself. What is beautiful in each of us? What is good in each of us? We allow our goodness to come forward. In this moment, we are grateful for all moments that have led to this, all moments that are contained in the present. And in centering ourselves in the present with gratitude, we move into the third step of this prayer, rummaging through our day looking for a consolation. A moment today when we felt safe, when we felt alive, when we felt at peace, when we felt secure. A moment today when we knew it was okay to just be, to be ourself. A moment that we wish would have lingered just a little bit longer. As we rummage through our day, we remember waking up, preparing to make this journey to Schuyler. Last minute packing, saying goodbye to loved ones. We'd be rushing to an airport. As we rummage through this day and we begin to remember that first cup of hot coffee, that reintroduction to an old friend or a new introduction to someone that we just loved interacting with. Maybe it was spending just a few more moments with your child before you left, or your partner, a person who understands you and loves you. Maybe it was the alone time, sitting in an airplane seat or in a car driving across rural Nebraska. Maybe it was a meal. Maybe it was feeling the breeze or standing in the sunlight, hearing the voice of an old friend, a phone call. Whatever it was, we rummage through this day and we look for that moment, that experience, that memory, that impression. And maybe it was profoundly spiritual, or maybe it was profoundly mundane and ordinary. But we sit with it. We allow ourselves to be held in that memory, that feeling. And we listen to what it was that God was trying to say to us. Maybe in the embrace of a loved one, God was telling you that you are okay. Maybe in the playful words from a child, God was inviting you to return to your own vulnerability. Maybe in enjoying a meal, you're being urged to return to gratitude. Or the truth that you will be cared for. Whatever it is, we find that consolation and we receive it. We say yes to it. We allow ourselves to be held by it. And we rest with it. Allowing ourselves to receive good gifts in the same way that we give those who we love tokens of our affection, our care, our concern. We also rummage through this day and we search for a desolation, a habit, an attitude, an addictive behavior, a destructive thought, a resentment. Maybe it's a feeling of shame or guilt, doubt or regret, something that we've mistaken as God's voice. Whatever that desolation is, that moment of dread, of angst, of fear, that impression or that experience or that memory of pain, we hold it. We gently hold it in front of us, not to be held by it, but we face it. We tell ourselves the truth about it. What it is in us that we won't let go. Who it is that hurt us that we won't forgive. And maybe it's yourself that you won't forgive. Maybe it's yourself that you won't allow to be forgiven. We look at this desolation, and rather than being overcome by it, rather than being suffocated by it, we pray with it. We allow this desolation to be an invitation to grace, to restoration, to wholeness. And in the ways that our desolations keep us from being in the present, we stay in this present moment. And we move into the fourth step of this prayer, praying with this desolation. So maybe our prayer is contrition or sorrow, forgiving in to that characteristic temptation, to that addictive behavior. Maybe our prayer with this desolation is lament, yearning, hoping that something in us be made right. Maybe this prayer with our desolation is a prayer of grief, a prayer inviting healing. Maybe we don't know how to pray with this desolation. So we open ourselves up without words, asking God to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Asking God to give us what we don't know that we need. And we trust in this prayer that God wants to answer it more than we want it to be answered. And so from trust, we move to the final movement of this prayer, which is hope. Returning to gratitude, things will always work themselves out, that God will never leave us, that we can always return to the source of love, that it's within us to have the courage to be truthful, that it's within us to set our feet on this pilgrimage of hope. And in hope, we receive the possibility of the sunrise tomorrow washing over us, bringing a new day forward with new consolations and new desolations, new opportunities to return to the present, new invitations to stay in the present, and new graces that will come from our solitude, our silence, and our stillness. And as we are washed with hope, we receive this day. Taking with it the good gifts that God has given us. And we close this prayer. Amen.